You give your life to Christ, that you, oh, well, that means that I got to come in here and sing kumbaya and all that. No, no, no. Praise God. But you have to, praise God, give your life to Jesus Christ and not worry about partying all the time. You see, there's something that goes on in parties, praise God, that will lead to destruction. Let me give you a couple examples. You see, illicit drugs and vast amount of alcohol, praise God, illicit sex, those things are only going to destroy your life and not build your life. Every time I think about the prodigal son, you know what comes across my mind? I say, here's a boy that wanted to have some fun. Praise God. He wanted to party. He was tired of taking his daddy's rule, but I want you to be home at a certain time. Praise God. And he said, Father, amen, I want you to give me my stuff, amen, so I can go on out here and live like everybody else. I'm looking at brother so-and-so, and he allowed his child to go out and they could party all night long. You know why I don't allow no child of mine, no child of mine that came up in my house were going to party all night long? Uh-uh, never happened. That was a time they had to be in. Praise God. When they were of a certain age, they were in high school, they were going to be home at 11 o'clock. Unless that was something at school that went past 11. Amen. They weren't going to be out all night long. Praise God. Talking about, well, we can at least stay out until 1. No, that was no 1 o'clock in my house. Amen. And I'm here to tell you, praise God, we have to train these children, praise God, as to what we want them to do in life. Praise God. And if we don't do it, let me tell you something, the streets will certainly do it. And you're not going to like the way the streets going to raise your child. Amen. So there's a dedicated to lives of fun. But praise God, there's one other dedication that people love today. Praise God, they're dedicated their life to the worship of God. And I like that. Hallelujah. I look around this church, praise God, and not only this church, there are other churches, praise God. When I see young people, praise God, who are dedicating their lives to God, amen, I look at these praise dancers when they get up here, amen, they get up here, and not that they're just getting up here just dancing, praise God, I try to tell them, you need to listen to the lyrics of the song that you are dancing to. You need to allow that song to get in the spirit that you have, amen, and if you allow that spirit to get into your spirit, praise God, and you will be able to dance, amen, and people will give you all the applaud that you deserve, amen. So we find that when we make the right choice, praise God, is a time of decisiveness. It's a time of dedication. But one other D I want to talk about, praise God, that when it comes to time of making the right choice, it becomes a time of desecration. You see, it is a tragic that some young folk have desecrated their lives to the extent that they have almost completely destroyed the possibilities, praise God, for living a full and happy life. Amen. I was listening at the news the other day. Amen. And when I see about 4 or 5, y'all may have heard the same thing. 4 or 5 young folk broke into that place and robbed 2 priests or something like that. Amen. I'm talking about folk that's messing up their whole life. I'm talking about a 10-year-old, praise God, girl that was on the news the other day who took a babysitter's daughter, praise God, who were babysitting and took, praise God, I guess the baby was crying too much. And this 10-year-old girl, praise God, took this little baby and just strangled this baby to death. Praise God. That was on the news Friday. Amen. And have destroyed her life. Amen. Amen. So I'm fine when we start talking about that degradation. Praise God. I look at the young folks today. They got everything pierced that can be pierced. Praise God. They got tattoos everywhere that they can put a tattoo. Amen. Don't you know that you're not supposed to defile this body? Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Praise God. And you don't shouldn't have your body all tattooed up, all pierced up, all up, whoop. I
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Just small, you
take your burdens to Jesus,
and I know He'll help you bear them all.
You should see me walking
by the Sea of Galilee. Yeah, I shall feel no evil. Oh, Jesus is with me. Keep singing, boy.
It's K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The Gospel.